Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Back catching up with Andrew Haythorpe this morning from ECR. Andrew, morning.
Andrew, good morning.
Andrew, look, we've got results in this morning here from recent exploration in Victoria. Fair to say some of these numbers not as encouraging as we'd initially hoped for. What's your take here?
Absolutely correct, Andrew. Yes, well, in central Victoria, we do love to see the bonanza sort of high-grade numbers. We like to see more of those than either low-grade or no-grade numbers. However, that is the nature of the reef leads or the reefs in Victoria is high-grade, but very nuggety and spotty, which means you get a lot of holes where you don't get the results that you're looking for. So we've been aware of this since I got involved with the company about just over 12 months ago. And that's partly why we've been essentially expanding or diversifying our portfolio of, we'll call it geology or land, especially into Queensland, of course, and we'll talk about that in a moment. So the results have come in. We were hoping for better results, of course. We're going to continue with our program of soil sampling, which will essentially allow us to prioritise better priority targets and really focus our future drilling on those better priority targets. And of course, deselect the weaker ones that are less robust. So that's really the strategy that we're implementing now as we move forwards.
Well, just on that, so how will the exploration strategy differ when it comes to Queensland? What's the approach there?
Well, there's two things that have happened. Well, I'll just start off with the first two things just to recap briefly. One is, of course, the company itself picked up some land between Townsville and Charters Towers, basically, the Lolworth project. And that was based on all these gold anomalies, which had never been followed up from the 1980s. So the company, we followed them up late last year. The results came in December, January, February. And the results, in my view, were somewhat almost astonishing, actually, with the amount of nuggety gold and visible gold and the recorded occurrences, numerous occurrences, something like 30-odd occurrences. So that was astonishing. The second aspect, I guess, of Lolworth, again, just to recap, was historically there was heavy black mineral recorded in some areas, which we thought was cassiterite or it had been recorded as cassiterite or tin. However, our assay results have indicated not much tin or nothing substantial. However, we have had some substantial niobium and tantalum confirmed in our assay results. So niobium and tantalum sort of in that really rare or sort of interesting strategic mineral space. Strong demand in all sorts of high specialty and tech sectors for niobium tantalum. So we really do have to have a look at what's driving those anomalies. What's the source for that, as well as, of course, the source for all the gold. So that's Lolworth in a nutshell, and we're back on the ground very, very soon following up those anomalies. Hope to have news coming out over the next 6 months as we move forwards. And then after that, of course, we announced late last year the signing of an option agreement to buy the Hurricane prospect up behind, again, far north Queensland. And again, really this time based on gold and gold in veins recorded at surface. And what really drew us to that was gold veins, typically 1 to 5 meters thick. There's one particular vein recorded at 60 meters thick. So definitely not half a meter or 30 centimeter thick. We're looking at thick veins. And 1 to 5 and 10 gram a ton type numbers fairly consistently on those veins. So again, in terms of nuggety gold, not so much, hit or miss, but more a consistent 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 grams a ton at surface and a potential to be economic. So that's really Hurricane in a nutshell. And then last but not least, we've just in the final stages of transferring and settling Blue Mountain in central Queensland near Gladstone. Again, a lot of alluvial gold and no follow-up as to where the hard rock source is for all that gold. So we've got some really great geology and some really great opportunities there in Queensland developing. And the company has been focused on developing these over the last year and a half.
And just to emphasise what you're saying, initially looking at low-cost work programs, including geochem and sampling here in the lead-up to drilling.
Absolutely. Well, that's not the normal sort of order of events or sequence of events is you do geophysics and maybe geochemistry. Then based on the strength of those results and the knowledge of the geology, then you might follow up with some RAB drilling or some air core drilling, low-cost drilling techniques. And then third but not last, or last but not least, is you follow up with diamond drilling. So because the company's had a diamond rig in its possession 100% and a good drilling crew, you know, the company has made use of that. However, I think at this point in time, with the general market conditions, what we've seen with our share price happening since we announced these great exploration results up in Queensland, and thirdly, just in terms of conserving cash and the burn rate, and also in light of the fact that we have had a non-core asset sale program, which is ongoing, and that's been going on for a year. But with general market conditions, again, we're selling assets a bit slower than what I would have hoped. I would have hoped we'd have that all wrapped up by Christmas. But you can't make buyers buy. They will simply come along and buy when they think the price is right and their conditions are right. So we're still selling non-core assets. So when you weigh all of those things up, which the board has, that's where we've set this strategy, where we're really going to use the lower cost techniques over the coming months, try and identify the biggest and best possible anomalies we can, and then, of course, we'll be straight in drilling again as quickly as we can.
And given what we've got planned currently, ECR fully funded here for these programs?
ECR fully funded. That's one of the other benefits of going about exploration in the method that we're adopting now, you know, both in Queensland and Victoria. And, you know, also in Victoria, we still have Tambo, you know, which we haven't touched, which is an exploration area, which again, the exploration license is being granted. And we really have to sort of start that original initial stage work there as well. And who knows what's in those hills.
And so, Andrew, you're of the belief here, these prospects in Queensland, they're of superior width and consistency here.
Based on surface sampling and mapping and from what we've seen recorded and previous work done in the last few years, totally, yeah, looking at typically, you know, 1 metre, 2 metre, 5 metre thick veins. So that's a great sort of step forwards in terms of your volume and your tonnes per vertical metre. And then if the grades are consistent, for me personally, I'd rather have consistent grades at 2, 3, 4, and 5 grams a tonne any day over 0.0 and an ounce to the tonne, just because of the way statistics work when we're doing the geostatistical assessments that lead to resource and reserve definition. Consistent grades are terrific for confidence and for developing or supporting economic ore discoveries. Bonanza grades are fantastic, but it is more difficult to get those resources and reserves.
I suppose just finally, Andrew, since taking on the role of chief exec last year, you've been keen to get stuck into Queensland. So you must be looking forward to the next couple of months here.
Oh, totally. The fact that there's the sort of anomalies that we saw going back a year ago with the initial pegging around Lulworth, the presence and occurrence of visible gold in streams from the 1980s, which have not been followed up over 40 years, to me, that's just astonishing, really. And then people might say, well, the terrain's difficult. Well, it's hilly country. It's not flat like most of West Australia, but it's not impossible terrain. There's certainly much more difficult locations. The good news with that terrain is as you walk up the hills and up the ridges, the chances of actually seeing outcrop or being able to pin down where that gold is coming from, or niobium tantalum, as the case may be, your chances of pinning that down are actually a lot better and quicker than sort of poking around with a drill rig, where you simply can't see what's happening geologically because it's buried under dirt. So yes, it's country for fit people, definitely. But you know, we've got a great field crew that have been working for us who are very fit, and Adam Jones, our geologist, he's pretty much a spring chicken too when it comes to climbing steep hills or, you know, getting up and down terrain. So we've got the right people, I think, and the right geology, and it just ticks the boxes, all of this mineralisation that hasn't been followed up, and we're in a great opportunity to do exactly that.
Well, I suppose just when it comes to other players within the industry, are they aware of these projects, Lulworth and Hurricane, say, are they on the radar?
Can't really comment on that, but I think certainly what we're doing moving forward is going to stir up some interest in certain areas.
Good to speak, Andrew. Thanks very much.
Andrew, thanks very much.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.